Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, July 28th, 2020. The president of the Berlin Medical Association, Gunter Jonitz, has approved the planned corona tests after trips abroad, stating to RBB on Friday, quote, "The aim is to prevent or contain the spread of this infectious disease. There is no perfect measure to contain the coronavirus. However, people who return from risk areas must at least have the possibility of being tested immediately." But now, a debate has flared up about making the tests mandatory. In the discussion about a possible corona test obligation for returnees from risk areas, the chairman of the Conference of Health Ministers, Dilek Kelechi, has spoken out in favor of continuing voluntary tests, stating to the ZDF Morgan magazine yesterday that travelers are, quote, "only a suspect case for the time being," and, quote, "to carry out a test is already a strong intrusion into the intimate sphere or physical integrity." Senator Kelechi continues to advocate general coverage of costs, however, and understands the financial question of justice associated with the costs, but also that it's important that as many vacationers as possible be tested. Corona tests for travelers from risk areas will be available at Tegel and Schönefeld starting this week and will be free of charge, even if there's no evidence of infection. Foreign holidaymakers who are in domestic quarantine must also be prepared for spot checks. In the future, the data of passengers, such as exit cards, will also be forwarded to the health authorities. The voluntary nature of the tests is what is very controversial. For example, on Monday, Bavarian Health Minister Melanie Hummel of the CDU spoke on RBB Inforadio in favor of mandatory corona tests after a stay in a state with a high risk of infection. Her impression, she said, was that not everyone adheres to the 14-day quarantine when they return, and that it's also very difficult to really control and follow up on each individual. Helga Braun, Minister of the Chancellor's Office, has also spoken out in favor of examining whether travel returnees can be required to undergo corona tests. Braun remarked to the RBB yesterday that a, quote, "stronger obligation for corona tests would certainly be good." He welcomed the fact that this is now being examined by the Federal Ministry of Health, adding, quote, "because we have seen in the last few days the diffuse occurrence of infections, here travel returnees and there a celebration, is increasing significantly. This worries us, of course, and the small-scale occurrence of infection is very difficult to control." Braun also added that he believes tests on a voluntary basis would only reach a select portion of citizens, adding, quote, "mostly it's the caring people who have been very cautious on holiday anyway who take advantage of voluntary offers, while those who are rather carefree do not take advantage of a voluntary test." In view of the increasing number of corona infections, Federal Health Minister Spahn is considering making it mandatory for returnees from vacation to take a test, and his ministry is currently examining whether a mandatory test for returnees from risk areas could be implemented. Spahn attributed the increasing number of new cases to travel. And Saxony's Premier Michael Kretschmer sounded the alarm, quote, "the second corona wave is already here." About 3,000 people partied on Saturday evening in the Neuköllner Hasenheide before the celebrations were broken up by police. Berlin's health senator Dilek Kelechi remarked that she expects harsh consequences and that the district will pursue administrative offenses. She called the parties, quote, "unacceptable and illegal," for example, with regard to the protection of green areas and emission control, adding that the organizers who brought the event equipment to the park will have to be found and that all violations will result in a, quote, "considerable sum." Kelechi warned against carelessness in dealing with the corona pandemic and that while the number of cases in Berlin is comparatively low, worldwide, however, the situation is alarming. The health senator is concerned about two developments. One, travel, especially vacationers returning from risk areas, and 2, dynamic incidence of infections at workplaces and in the catering trade. Kelechi described the violations Berlin Briefing reported on last week in regard to the Bar and Mitzvah, such as incomplete contact lists, as, quote, blatant. In response to questions from other health committee members, she said that more checks and more fines were needed, even a fine increase. She added that even though all 3 so-called Berlin Corona traffic lights are still green, she fears an increase in the number of cases. It will be a difficult week for S-Bahn customers. Since yesterday morning, the S-Bahn has been interrupted on its most important section between Ostbahnhof and Alexanderplatz. Since the S5 line only commutes between Strasbourg Nord and Ostbahnhof, the intervals on the Western Stadtbahn are lower than normal. As we reported earlier, until next Monday, August 3rd, switches will be renewed at Ostbahnhof, buses will be running as replacements, and the regional trains running in parallel can also be used to bypass the station. According to the S-Bahn, the buses between Ostbahnhof and Alex run every 2 minutes during the day, and the journey time for the entire route is 10 minutes. Also since yesterday morning, the trains of the lines S41 and S42 are back to running continuously on the Ringbahn. The 4-week closure between Tempelhof and Treptower Park was completed on time. The section Neukölln to Baumschulenweg is still closed, however, so the access routes from the southeast S45, S46, and S47 are affected, and this closure will last until September 4th. Extensive construction work also began at Frankfurter Tor yesterday, which has severely impacted the area. The Traffic Information Center warned of increased risk of traffic jams around the major intersection. The construction phase is scheduled to be completed on August 23rd, and for the time being, only 1 lane will be available on Frankfurter Allee towards the city center. The traffic routing on Warschauerstrasse will also be narrowed, and it will no longer be possible to turn left onto Karl Marx Allee. On Karl Marx Allee, on the other hand, those driving straight ahead and those turning left will have to share 1 lane. Petersburger Strasse will also become single lane in the direction of Karl Marx Allee, and it will no longer be possible to turn left. As the Information Center announced further, more construction phases will follow until October. The state of Berlin wants to support digitization projects of the Berlin economy with its Digital Premier Digitalisierungsprojekte, or Digital Premium Project. A corresponding support program was approved by the Senate last Tuesday, and according to a spokeswoman for the Economic Administration, the subsidy guidelines and an electronic application procedure are currently being developed. However, first applications are not expected to be submitted until October. And for the first time, she also mentioned concrete details of the 80 million euro well-filled funding pot. According to this, both Berlin's solo self-employed small and medium-sized enterprises with up to 249 employees will be supported, and each applicant can receive up to 17,000 euros in grants, which then can be used for investment projects in the areas of software and hardware, or for qualification measures to increase the digital competence of employees. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.